Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And Heat Team is something special.
What does special mean?
Well, it has many, many different meanings. We kind of stumbled into this conversation yesterday with Clay Ferrero from Channel 10, where that Heat culture, the Heat DNA thing, and I'm a big believer in it. I do think their franchise is unlike any other in the NBA. But that stuff, that nebulous stuff, it only goes so far. You have to have people who buy in, you know? And I don't think, it, you know, and again, I think some people think that they buy in, like they think they're cut out for what the Heat is, but I just... You watch a game that, what is it, the last three games, Solana? Is it Chicago, Charlotte, and the Clippers last night? Is that the last three that they've played?
Those are the last three, but they are in a season-high five-game losing skid.
But those last three specifically to me, because I think they were favorites in all three of those games, and they just, I mean, last night they got ran off the court, so I don't know what you do with this team anymore.
That Heat culture, I think, was it Clay yesterday that said it? It was like, there's a Heat. You can have a culture, but DNA is there too. There's a culture. There has to be gatekeepers, and you have to have something in you. What is the saying? The hardest working, best in shape, most physical, all that stuff that Pat Riley says. Like, Deion Waiters couldn't do it. Like, James Johnson, like, they were guys that can't live that way, and I don't think we have. And not even saying they're bad people or bad players, but to do that, I think you need something that comes from your mom and dad's consummation of you over just, I'm going to go and Pat Riley's going to change my personality. I don't believe that.
I don't even necessarily think it's all that. I think, you know, you throw an Andrew Wiggins in and you go, oh, he's going to pick up the scoring slack. And it takes a while. You throw a Terry Rozier in and he missed a lot last season. And he came in really as part of a Jimmy Butler-led Miami Heat team, and then all of a sudden that went up in smoke. And so you have all these varied pieces, and the only stability that's been there, obviously Spo is the most stable thing there, but Bam, but Tyler, I mentioned Tyler yesterday, guy's the subject of trade rumors every offseason. So, you know, he can't be Mr. 305 the way Udonis is, but I don't know. You watched it last night, Solana. You're there every game. Like, it just doesn't feel like a Heat team to me that even when they were outclassed, and I'm not even certain they were outclassed last night, but even when they were outmanned or outclassed, I don't know. I feel like these last few games, man, you're just seeing this wilting flower that doesn't have any resemblance of Heat teams that we're used to.
It was my main takeaway in the postgame show last night. Forget the previous losses, four straight, where you had double-digit leads, you had fourth-quarter leads, and you lost. Yesterday, the law firm of Zubats and Bogdanovich dogged you in a what should have been desperation game. At a turning point, pivotal point of the season, now you're a play-in team, pretty much, with 17 games remaining, and you're 7 games behind Detroit. Like, that should have been put-up-or-shut-up game. Leave it all out there on the floor. And outside of Pelle Larsson, who spent half the game taking bows to the head and on the hardwood, there was no fight by the Heat. 17-8 run to start the fourth quarter by the Clippers. Where was that dog? And where was that fight from a Heat team who's literally crafted their identity as being dogs, as being fighters, hardest working, toughest conditioned, best conditioned team? You didn't see it last night. Maybe it's gotten to the point where, hey, we love Tyler, we love Bam. They're all-star caliber players, but even at their best, probably just not good enough to be where you want to be.
Yeah. When they go on runs, I thought about it last night. When them big boys were balling, somebody's going to hard foul them. Somebody's about to get a tech and swing things. Like, I've been down here since 05. I watched what the Heat do. Oh, it's very talented people. Okay, I'm going to throw you into the third row. You're going to get mad. I'm going to get a tech. And now the game slowed down and things changed. Like, it's a different looking manifestation of what the Heat is. Like, oh, 17. Okay, Heat cut to 11. Okay, leads cut to 9. Leads cut to 6. Okay, well, we're just running our offense and we're playing 2-3 zone. Like, it doesn't – you don't get the feel watching them that it's the same as what I've watched for 20 years.
That's the thing that jumps out at me. It just doesn't feel – because, listen, they're not going to win every game. You're not going to go to the finals every season. This feels different. Something feels different about it. Unfortunate, but it is what it is.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.